You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. It is episode number 289, another countdown to kickoff episode, day number 47, which is all about John Shannon. John is the long snapper that will be taking over for longtime starter Scott Daly at some point. Not this year, but at some point. We're going to talk a little bit about his recruiting, since he is a true freshman. We'll also discuss, I guess, our expectations for his career at Notre Dame, and we'll discuss this fall as well, although there probably won't be a whole lot to say about that. So, to get started, Randall, tell us a little bit about John's recruitment.
Well, John Shannon was a three-star recruit coming out of high school. But he was, and I'll throw this in here. He was on 24/7. He was ranked number 1,724 overall. But before you get all worried about the number, he was the number one long snapper in the country. So that's why he's ranked. That overall ranking looks so bad is because he's a long snapper, which it does, they don't get a lot of love. But he was the consensus number one long snapper. Seeing all the sites. Recruiting sites had him at number one. And some interesting facts about him. His dad was actually I'll start with his grandfather. His grandfather, Dan Shannon, was actually an All-American linebacker for Notre Dame in the 50s. He would have graduated in 1955, and he was actually on a co-captain on the 1954 team that went 9-1, I believe. And I always had a good career at Notre Dame. And then his dad, John's dad, Gerard, was a walk-on at Notre Dame. I was wanted to follow in his dad's footsteps, but he ended up being a walk-on. And they actually inherited John's grandfather's season tickets when he moved out to California. So John's dad had season tickets every year, and they've given away a lot of tickets over the years, but he said in the next 4 or 5 years, he's going to be at all the Notre Dame games. Watch his son play. John did play some linebacker in high school, but he started out, we started out in seventh grade as a long snapper. They wondered who wanted to play that position, and he volunteered to do it. And he kind of became intrigued with it, and he ended up starting as a sophomore. And then started the rest of the games in high school. Well, he did miss a couple games his senior year. He missed 3 games because of a torn labrum in his left shoulder. But he had surgery for that once he got to Notre Dame. Once he was out of high school, he did go to the Rubio long snapping camp, which is kind of known. Rubio was a long snapper in the NFL, and they got some training there. Now, some interesting numbers. John Shannon, I guess for a long snapper, they measured their speed in a 15-yard snap. And the college benchmark is 0.75 seconds in a 15-yard snap.
Okay.
John Shannon's snap is at 0.59.
Hold so, death.
He's quite a bit faster than what the average long snapper is in college, which is a good sign. Gives the defense less time to get to the kicker.
Hopefully the punter can hold on to the ball, or whoever's the holder can hold on to the ball.
True. That is a good point. So he went to the camps, ended up playing the Army All-American game, and then he did commit to Notre Dame, obviously. He had other offers from Army, Colorado, and West Virginia. But obviously, following his family's, his dad and grandfather's footsteps, came to Notre Dame. And thing I liked, this is actually Rubio from long snapping camp. He said that long snappers are like Honda Accords. They aren't flashy, but they start every time. So I thought that was a pretty good quote from him.
Well, and we've been, maybe it's coaching, but we haven't had a whole lot of snaps go over the punter's head or over the holder's head in the last few years. I don't remember when the last time was it happened, but you know, it happens a few times a season, and that can totally lose a game. That happens one time.
Yes. So you forget about those guys that are doing all that work.
So as far as his career at Notre Dame, Scott Daly is back. So if everything goes well, Shannon's going to be sitting on the bench this season I don't know if they have long snappers on the scout team, but regardless, you know, he's not going to see the field if everything goes well, but should be the guy for the next 4 years after this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's the guy that will take over, and we'll probably have him on the team for the next 4 years. And you know, I mean, at the end of 4 years, people still might not remember his name just because he's a long snapper. Because I don't know how many people actually know who Scott Daly is.
They'll know his name if he snaps a couple balls over guys' heads. Then they'll know his name.
True.
And in college football, being infamous is definitely not the same as being famous. So sometimes it's better to be unknown than infamous.
Yes.
All right. I looked up his John on Twitter, and I couldn't find anything.
Well, on Instagram, he's _John_Shannon. You can follow him on Instagram.
All right, so that's it for John Shannon. Do check back again. We'll have another mini episode available soon. So check back again, and until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.